Fleetwood Mac, Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast. Welcome to a very wet Monday morning. I mean, the rain has held off a little bit now, but overnight last night, some big rainfall totals. We'll check those again very soon. Road closures, please don't drive through those this morning. Our police are very busy trying to keep our roads nice and calm at best of times, let alone when there's a flood event too.
So. Speaking of police, it is time for Cop Chat with Steve Smith from Mackay Police. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Good morning to you both. How are you?
Oh, good. Well, I was waiting to see your award that you won. The two awards that, you know, do you have like a big medal or something you have to wear around now?
Not quite, no. Okay. I've got them sitting in my drawer in the cupboard back in the office.
Oh, good. What's the point of that? Show it. Show and tell, buddy.
I won the Mackay Pride Award a few years ago from the council, and quite often, if I have every opportunity to whip that out, Steve, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
What is that? Is it literally a medallion?
It's a medallion, Okay. So if it doesn't get me free coffee or anything like that. So.
He wears it when he gets on planes.
And people have no idea what it is. But, mate, congratulations on your awards last week, which we spoke to you about. But there's something going around our region at the moment that our locals need to know about, right?
Exactly, especially if you're someone that travels by air transport often, and that is a lot of people in this area. So question for you, Dave, because you're nearest to me.
Right.
SMS. What does that stand for?
Short message service.
Oh, you're the first person of the last 10 that I've asked that actually knows the answer to that question.
Really?
That's well done. Most people aren't.
It's only because I put it into a trivia package 2 weeks ago.
So what I'm talking about, and if you follow our Facebook page for the District My Police Mackaybert Centre, you would have seen this. If you haven't, you need to tune in, especially if you fly. So smishing is a term that's attributed to an activity that scammers do by way of text message. And there is something happening in that space in this area right now that's very active, and it's targeting people who fly.
You're right.
And it's catching people out. And it is catching, but it's hurting people. So text messages are being received en masse at the moment, and the message actually says something along the lines of, that you can check in to your flight now. And this is specific to certain airlines. I don't want to name the airlines because I don't want, you know, if you sling mud at something, sometimes
course,
it sticks.
Yeah.
And they are not doing anything wrong. It's the scammers who are using their credibility to catch people out. So the message literally says, and it's worded very authentically, that you can check in now by way of this link and check the carry-on luggage circumstances for this flight by clicking another link.
Yeah, right.
Now, the nastiness happens when you actually click the link. So you can either, by clicking the link, it can do one of two things. You can download a virus onto your device, whether it's a mobile phone or a laptop or, you know, a tablet, whatever.
Yeah.
So that can happen when you click the link, and it has happened. But typically what it will do is redirect you to another website that looks authentic but is not real. It's one that's been created by the, you know, the scammers, the criminals.
Yeah.
And you would be required to submit some information on that fake website, which could be compromising and basically amounts to identity crime. So,
but wouldn't that be the first sign that something's dodgy? Because wouldn't the airline already have your information that you're just confirming that you're catching that flight?
Yeah, well, if you stop and think,
I
guess some people will figure that out and say, you know, that doesn't make any sense. I don't think I'm going to go any further, but not everyone does.
Yeah, right.
And so if you're receiving this message and your flight is within the next 12 hours, and that's blind luck, they're not targeting you because they know you're on a flight. They're just sending out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these messages
and
in the hope.
And some of those people will be flying out.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
And
so
some people are.
It's the numbers game.
It's the numbers game. That's what it is. They're not specifically targeting you, Dave, because you're going on a flight in 3 hours. But if you receive this message and you are going on a flight in a short period of time, you might respond to this because it's worded so well. So if you're in receipt of that message, our advice is do not interact whatsoever, because if you do, if you reply by way of text, it proves to the scammers that your number is active and you're going to receive a lot more of those types of messages. You just delete it. But if you click the link, there's going to be a problem. And I would advise you to take your device to your local IT business here in Mackay. They're all good. We know. And we work with a lot of them. They're as good as anywhere else down in Brisbane. Take it in, get it scanned, and get whatever has happened in there removed, whatever virus is
If you get the message and before clicking on that link? Should you call the airline? Should, like, what are the is there any telltale signs on the website?
The presence of the link is did some research on this myself, and all the airlines are saying the same thing. If we're going to send you a text message, we're not necessarily going to give you a link to interact with. So their advice is use our authentic apps. If you download our apps on your device, use that to confirm, you know, check-in times and carry-on luggage, et cetera, et cetera. Or if you don't have the app, use their website yourself. Source that information. Don't rely on those dodgy messages. Please don't.
Three quarters of those messages, they're not worded correctly anyway. Like, you can tell straight away. If they're saying your flight and they put Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, it's like you are flight.
Plus Dave spelt this message.
It's like we often message and we probably litter our own messages on Facebook Messenger with spelling errors, but we're used to it. But this one is not like that.
Okay.
This one is not like
that. So they're actually getting smarter when it comes to the spelling and the positioning of our messages.
It's a better quality one, that's for sure, and that's where it's catching people out.
Well, it's nice to be flagged with that this morning. Thank you, Steve, as always. Good to hear from you, and congratulations on the awards. We want to see them in studio next time.
Thank you, mate. Chicken tape parade.
So I feel like that's probably not warranted. I mean, it is warranted, I mean.
I think so.
All right, thank you. You can hear that again on the listener app, LISTNR, and hear that again. Again, it's very vital. And share it with people you might need to share that with who do fly in and fly out of Mackay quite often. Jay and Dave for Brekkie. Hey, up in a moment, got some exciting news for Easter. We'll do that in just a second here at Triple M.